This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Overtime. DOC and Ben, and now courtesy of the Rude Guest Hotline, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, we welcome back Dr. Lou Holder. How are you, my friend?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
I'm good. This is it's a lovely time of the year. And really, every time of the year is good for us because we embrace it and we enjoy it. But I wonder from your standpoint, since we last met on a microphone.
So the American men winning the Patriot League and putting a camera in front of David Aldridge, an alum, and the passion and the just, I've known David, he's one of my mentors. I've known him for years. I have never seen him as happy as I saw him the day that American won the Patriot League, and it's all over my social media. I can't stop looking at it. If you grabbed a Martian from another planet, plopped them on planet Earth, and told them this is what March Madness is all about, you show them that video of David Aldridge saying, "Lou, we don't get 7 to 12 bids. We get one bid. We get one bid. We're not on national TV. We don't have blue chips recruits. We have to earn it. We earned our way into the tournament." And then he walks off. Doc, that was it. If you wanted to know what March Madness was all about, that's what it was all about. The passion of this Hall of Famer, renowned broadcaster, sportscaster, and it's his school. So he turns into the fan that everybody else is because that's his school, right? And that's how it is all over the country. Now all over the world, people are watching because does my school have a chance, right? And whether it's for one round or whatever, you have a chance to be in CBS's one shining moment at the end of this thing when they show your school, right? So that's what captivated me. That's what captivates me every single year is the just passion of just famous people, regular people, alums all over the place that just sports is just that great equalizer. And this is the most wonderful time of the year. It really is. There's football moments when your team makes the playoffs, but this tournament and the what could happen multiple times all over the country in a 2 or 3 week span on the men and the women's side, it really does not get much better than that. And then this area having multiple teams from multiple genders getting into the tournament, where really every now and then we would have where it was one and done. There was one team that everybody was just galvanizing behind from the area. Now the area has multiple teams that are dancing, and it's just fun. It really, really is fun. And then you put in OV's Chase on top of that. I mean, this is one of those very, very fun March, April periods that we haven't had here in a while.
Because of the women's side is so real. He is untouchable, number one. because there's no other sport. Well, baseball and softball, if you combine collegiate baseball and softball, is the only closer comparison that I could come up with to where we have that unified win one for the alma mater that we pull for these schools respectively. But you're right. This is great. And the other thing why, and Brother Matt, and that's exciting, not just a marketing plan or another scam, but I really see roots being driven in the dirt, and I see crops coming up out of the dirt. What say you?
Well, I remember when I first got here, Doc, and I remember Ted Leonsis saying that they, and he was very candid, they're very candid about it. He said, we are tearing down the Washington Capitals. We're tearing it apart. Ole Kolzig, I mean, we were tearing it apart, and they rebuilt. He was very, very forthright. He was honest. He was like, yo, we have to start all over again. And there were Caps fans who were like, obviously not happy. I mean, there was fan favorites and things of that nature, but he was a man of his word. He tore that thing up. He built it back up. They did win a cup. Want to win more. I mean, they're looking really good. But as far as that move that he had to make as an owner to tear the things down to the studs and build back up, that's never a popular move by anybody, right? And so when he brought in the new regime to do this now here with the Wizards, you knew right from the beginning, man, that's a 3-4 year deal. That's a 3-4 year deal to turn that thing around the way it needs to be. And if you're starting to see fruit and people are starting to see fruit, what you want to do now is, you know, I went to the San Antonio game. Mm-hmm. I went to the Lakers game. I went to some of these games. And, you know, the smattering of year after year, in the year now, you want to see it getting to more where people are going to see the Wizards and not just the person that they're playing.
Right.
And it all starts with defense.
That was a plan for years.
Yeah.
That was by design.
Yeah. But now, I mean, if you lose so much that you're getting top picks every single draft, at some point, all of that stuff has to coalesce, can be a product that, you know what, we want to go see that team play the other team, not the other way around. We're going to see the star from the other team. That's not the way you want it in your town, and it's got to flip. Slowly but surely, it's got to flip that way. And if you're seeing that and people are talking about that, like Tony and people that I've seen who know basketball a lot more than me, I have to take them at its word. I have to take them at its word. So it's still a long way to go. Still a long way to go.
A couple more minutes here with the professor. And that is St. John's and what's going on in the tournament. When Madison Square Garden is the country, the way it appears to be now?
Well, I mean, I can speak to the Madison Square Garden. I mean, that place is just, obviously, it's magical. If anybody wants to relook and re-see a good documentary, The Requiem of the Big East on 30 for 30. I mean, that is just a phenomenal watch. Oh, yeah. That place is just so magical for so many reasons. And to see, a legendary coach like Patino in that environment with a team that brings you back to the Willie Glass and the Chris Mullins and the Bill Winningtons. I mean, it's just people who know the past and people who know the present. They know, about Ron Artest. I mean, there's so many things that happen in that building that it's just magical from the beginning. But I think that the reason why it's so magical all over the place is because of the legendary coaches and because of the players that are staying around on the women's side and those who are being cultivated on the men's side. Man, this college basketball deal still has this whole country in a trance every single year, and that's why, whether it's the venue, whether it's the people in it, it's just, you never know. I mean, look at Clemson. McNeese State, are you serious? Yo, it's just the beginning of craziness in any arena, and it's just so much fun. But you did say something that I want to address real quick, and that is the on the women's side. You know, you cannot tell the story of women's basketball in this country without including Brenda Fries. The stuff that she has done, her body of work, the Final Fours, the Elite Eights, the National Championship, she is a reason why this sport has grown. Yes, you have your Genos. Yes, you have your Dawns. Yes, you have all, but you cannot leave out Brenda Fries and her body of work. And I'm on my way down to the Xfinity Center now. It's just a joy to watch her coach. It's hard to win a national championship. It's hard. It's hard. Sometimes people make it look easy, but it is hard. But the talent that she has cultivated and the impact that she has had on women's basketball, clearly she's going to the Hall of Fame when she's finished. But, man, her body of work, it's just fun to watch. And you're watching a living legend on the women's side do her craft. And you got to know all sports. And if you understand passion and you understand history, go check out Brenda Fries. Go check out Brenda Fries and how she coaches a basketball team. It will make you smile.
Yeah. My brother, thank you so much. Enjoy it. And we will chat, hopefully, with good news tomorrow.
Absolutely. We'll talk soon.
All right, good deal.
All right, take care.
A good doctor, Lou Holder, right here on 106.7 The Fan. And, of course, courtesy of the Rude Guest Hotline. More. Well, you know that the madness is in the air. And you know we got a lot on the plate when we've gone, you go an hour or so of talk radio, and it's not dominated by the Commanders, who are doing a pretty decent job. It's hard, well, for me, per what they are. When you're young, you just believe that, hey, man, it can snap, it can change on a dime. And that's encouraging. You need that mix to kind of make it blend. This offseason, and it's easier, I think. What sport do you think is easier to second guess? Of all the sports, which one do you think is easier or easiest to be a couch potato and be an expert sitting in your boxers?
Well, the simple answer is none of them. I don't think anyone can be an expert about any sport just sitting there.
Oh, come on, man. What are you talking about? Are you not been listening to talk radio over the last decade?
Hey. Let me put it this way. If I had to guess, I feel like people are the most entitled to thinking they know everything about football, and that's how talk radio has been the past decade. You go on social media, you know, everybody knows everything about football. During the Ron years here in Washington, the fans go on Twitter and say, if they let the fans be the GM, we would have drafted a better team, and sometimes there was truth to that. But it's just really funny when you see that on social media, people, you know, claiming they know everything about one sport. But this is a fun time of year because there's not as much going on the field other, of course, than on the hardwood stuff. And then, of course, you have on the ice, the Capitals having such a phenomenal season, Ovechkin chasing history. But off the field, football stuff has heated up for Washington, and I'm excited about what's coming and what they've done in free agency here, Doc.
And again, the Curly W is not to be outruled, but just having the handcuffs maybe taken off of you like the Commanders. And are we in meeting those needs? And what area of what is our game plan? And how do we get to it? There's a lot of things now that the appetite, you know, we're hungry. But we also now are going to have higher expectations because of the great season. Now what? Because, you know, you don't sneak up on anybody. It's one thing when nobody is afraid of you. That day's over. That kid wears five, he scared the heck out of people. They're spending a majority of their offseason Who do you think our opponents have watched more film? Let's say the NFL. And join us today. But who has hypothetically spent our opponents, the league outside of Washington, who do you think the one athlete, one player that has gobbled up the most tape and conversation in terms of how to defend this season, upcoming season, rather?
It's got to be the dual threat wearing 5 in the burgundy and gold.
And it's usually who, but who is it usually annually?
Lamar Jackson.
There you go. There you go. There you go. Two minds who think alike. It's frightening.
We know ball.
And
Doc.
I keep wondering now. And I'm not a hater. I think Big Boy in Buffalo is a bad man. I like him a lot. His team just didn't win enough. Had not won enough for me. But he is, and then. When he stopped being Superman, team got better. When they respected and contributed to their running game, team got better. They had to give up one of the best receivers in the world. How do you get that thought out of your mind? And now everybody else that thought, oh, man, they're unbeaten. Now everybody go, oh, no, dog, we got that. I thought they were invincible. You thought wrong, Slim. Well, how do you beat them? You punch them in the mouth. You run straight at them. You run over them. They don't have this. They disrespected the formula. They said the hell with left tackle. They said this and that. Now they went and got a guy. Now, see, in all due respect, oh, he didn't start with San Francisco. Do you know who did start at left tackle for the 49ers? You nitwit. Trent Williams.
You got to say it quietly.
Yeah, you better say it quietly. So you don't know how damn good this boy might be all world. Would you think you're going to beat Trent Williams out? But all I'm saying is that we were stunned. Look, I was a little bit surprised when Kansas City went to. That's why if I were a wagering man to that level, I'd be broke. Because you couldn't convince me that Baltimore was not going to the Super Bowl when Kansas City had to go to them. Wrong. Nitwit calling the plays. Had a short circuit. Couldn't get his head out of his behind. They were horrible on offense. And they lose. So there you go. So try to figure it out. Commanders, good opportunity, but a lot to be discussed on that. Got to run the break. 1-800-636-1067 is number. My bad.
You want me to plug my Twitter?
Yeah, absolutely.
You can hit me up.
Show some love, unless you're trying to hide.
No. You can hit me up on Twitter at Ben Strober Media.
Oh, you media, man. I love that.
Oh, yep. Mr. Media, that's me.
Yeah. No, it's the trust in it. The evaluations now, and it's you can, everybody is worthy of an opinion, and I respect all. But none of us will truly know until you're in camp and you're having some live firing, some live bullets. But on paper, looks good for the Commanders in your mind.
I'm excited with the way they have beefed up the trenches because this team could not stop the run to save its life. And we got exposed.
So you think on the defensive front,
yes.
You think they have made considerable progress?
I do. I think they're going to do a lot better setting the edge, which is something they could not do. And it came to bite them real bad on that first play of the game, 60 yards from Saquon Barkley.
That's not a good look.
It wasn't good.
It's kind of reminded me of Kansas City. I mean, and the Eagles. But and the interesting part is that it's the Eagles that provided both of the punches in the face. That's a bad man. That's a bad group.
I think the point of this free agency, and Linnell, I'm going to be a pirate, just like you say Linnell is, he always says you have to treat free agency like the draft doesn't exist. And
okay, now who do you think he heard that from?
You?
No, he didn't hear it from me.
Okay.
He didn't hear it from me. He didn't listen to me.
Well,
he doesn't listen to me.
Well, I'll take that one from him, and I think
here's your homework assignment.
Okay.
Your homework assignment will be to find out who originated the thought.
He's
Paul Revere. He'll pass it on. But
I'll do some research.
Do some research on that, because that'll lead you a lot. You want to be good at this, find out who dropped the original dime. And that'll lead you to some, but to your bases, your origins. But nevertheless, is what needed to be fixed. When you start assembling your team, the one thing you know about the Commanders is that maybe the best part of their team was their locker room. They had a clean locker room. No haters amongst the stars. Clean. Went after it well. That you have to duplicate. That. Do you think the Eagles had that? You think the Cowboys had that? You know damn well, you know the Giants didn't have that. And that's important as you start building these blocks as to how you build your team. Now, edge, yeah. You could see glaringly what did they need to improve upon. You know, and that's important. Davis is out in Southeast D.C. What's on your mind? Now, we're having some difficulty with Davis. Well, if he's... Andy Reid has it. We looked at Philadelphia's. You know, what's the key to their success? How do you disrupt their flow? They went after their coach, but their players never turned to their coach. Christopher in Damascus. Welcome to Overtime.
How you doing? You breaking in a new fella there, aren't you, Doc?
No. This boy was broken in by his parents. He from good stock.
Yeah, he's good in dude. Good hands. Ben, you're
yeah,
in good
is.
Hands.
And it's a thrill for me. I love it, man. When you've been in this deal as long as I've been doing this, man, it's good. But you get a lot of new puppies. But when you get them puppies, man, that can walk on their hind legs, then you know you got a champion.
I got you, Doc, but I'll tell him, and I'll say right over there, Ben, you're going to be a better person, better man, better human for having known Doc. He's a genuine, straight shooter, good guy. Just don't talk bad about his Dodgers. He likes his Christmas music all year long. He's a wonderful man, and
don't
he's been there, done.
Don't give him all my secrets, Chris.
Yeah, that's
Make
all right. Here,
it.
I'm going to give
Let
you one.
It.
I can answer that question. Linnell stole that from Craig Altman.
Here, Craig
Holmes
right.
sat there and said it. And what's funny is now when Linnell always says when he's going on his, Linnell's really good at that gift of gab. Like I always say, you got to treat the draft, treat the free agency
Hoffman,
like the draft don't exist. Craig Hoffman said that.
Yeah, you know what? And I should have known because Craig, I'm a big fan of Craig Hoffman's. And Hoffman was on with Linnell. And you're right. I should have known it was Craig. You know, if it sounds really smart, it's usually Craig.
Yeah, it's Craig. I was there because he even said it. But and that's why I don't. Craig hasn't paid attention much or must not listen to Linnell too much. But Craig said,
when he's smart.
But Craig, when he first said it,
do you honestly think that Craig Hoffman would listen to Linnell Willingham?
No.
Are you serious?
It's hard for me.
No, I listen to Big L all the time. I love listening to Big L.
Oh, he's all right, but you can't help it. He's always shouting in the microphone like he's selling something. He's like a carnival barker. Or
the WWE. Oh, I know my mom and my sister, the AEW. I got to give them a shout out because I know they into that as well. But when you love that type of sports excitement, then Big L does that. He does it well.
No, they're selling me something, Doc. I look the other way when I hear it. The louder they would it, the empty barrel makes the most.
No, empty barrel makes the most noise. Yeah, but you,
hey,
I got a comment.
I got one more comment.
Go for
about
it.
About the like college, like I heard Sabah about North Carolina and all.
Yeah,
but you know,
she was
the, and all that. So it's about the money. You know, it boils down to the money comes from the TV. And in college, and in college basketball, and all these sports, and all these conferences, and the Pac-12 or Pac-10, and all the people moving to the East for football or joining conferences. But you know, here's an abstract way of looking at it. It's like the Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, the dumbest thing. The Olympics. Who need money? They go. They don't have any sponsors. You know what I mean? And why they didn't put them on the Olympic team, if nothing more than money. Therefore, it's kind of like North Carolina. It's the 68th team in the daggone tournament. Daggone right. If I'm CBS and I'm paying all the money, I want North Carolina in there, not West Virginia. Of course I feel for the kids of West Virginia. But, you know, it's all about the money and kind of like, well, we'll figure out a way. And it's like Maryland... You know, being really good and trying to build a program, but you need the support, and you're going to go where the money goes. And these college coaches, they're like the GMs of football, if that makes sense. Do you follow me? Like, they got to do the recruiting, plus do how much are we going to – they got to figure out who the good players are that are worth paying whatever we can afford. Does that make all sense?
I don't feel sorry for them whatsoever, Chris. Got to hustle, man. Got to get to the district. Got a
okay,
canine
buddy, I love you.
Waiting in the
show.
Wheel.
Take,
appreciate
take,
you,
take
Chris.
Care, Ben, you watch out for Doc now.
Jonesy, what up?
What's going on? Keep ready, canine. How you feeling today?
Hey, man, I'm on good behavior, man. We are breaking. We're not breaking anybody in, but we are introducing Ben Strober to our world, and we want to be under good behavior because we don't want to frighten him. And we don't want people to, you know what I'm saying? You know what? They don't always say the nicest things about our crew. So we want to make sure that he gets to deal with us firsthand.
I know that's right. Indeed. Well, hey, look, we just bring him along slowly. Yeah, we don't want another
you know what? He thinks that Big L is original.
Oh, my God. He better stop all that. Tell him to go to have a conversation with Anthony Hayes.
yeah, Ant-Man.
I hope Winnell's listening right now.
Ben, if you ever really want to know, just Ant-Man, he'll give you all the 411. He'll give you the 411. Don't take our word for it.
Nope.
But exactly. But Hoffman, now Ben, you nailed it when you mentioned Hoffman. I should have known that. Whenever Big L comes across... with that high IQ dialect? Hoffman. Yeah. Yeah, Hoffman. So that was good. That was good. The thing I love about Big L is that he's not afraid. He's unapologetic to it. You know, if you don't have a copyright on your brand, if you didn't go down and pay that money to secure your deal... Dude, it's gone.
Look out.
It's gone. So in many ways, he's good for the ecosystem.
Ecosystem. Yes, sir.
What's on your mind, Jonesy?
Hey, look, I like what the Burgundy is. First of all, shout out to, the sister of the K-9, Sabah, yes, North Carolina. I'm kind of pulling for him because I don't really have a dog in the race. I mean, you know, my dog's a sleeping giant right now, Georgetown. But I'm imagining at some point they'll get it together at some point. But I love what the Burgundy and Gold is doing. They're getting the trenches straightened out. I'm just looking forward to a monster of a season. I'm looking for some more surprises. I'm looking for some more Frankie Luboos, man, inside the camp. That we got coming up in here. And it's just more to come, Doc. We got a lot going on. The Nationals, they might be getting their just due. The Capitals, they might be pretty much ready to go back for another Stanley Cup run. So
Yeah, they follow us today. Yeah.
A great many plays here. Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm. And I would like to see the Nationals put some means of a patch on that on that jersey. Some means of patch. Every other team in the Jaguars MLB has one except the Nationals. It's time we get one. It's time we get our just due. It's time we be seen on TV just a little bit more. Now that we got the O's out of our pocket.
They're squaring it up. Yeah, there you go. You named it. You nailed it. We got to handle our business that way, though. Appreciate you, Jonesy. Coming up on a break, Capitals and Panthers today, of course, the chase for Ovechkin. I thought Big L did a great job, in his opinion, really stating where Ovechkin stands as an athlete with him and his greatness. When a guy is that powerful and fast with his age, is a small room of athletes like that. Because first thing comes to my mind, LeBron. That's LeBron-like traits. Again, I know it's one thing to be on blades and be on sneakers, but the physicality, he's more physical than Bron. Beg your pardon? You agree with the physicality? Yeah, I do too. That's where Ovi maybe gets a little short check, but we'll get back to more of that about Ovechkin. Again, coming up, Caps, Panthers. You don't want to miss that. 7 shy of the record to make him Umeral Nuno. Stay with us. We go to break. Don't forget Kevin Sheehan, the coach, once he comes off the golf course. Scott Jackson again. Jack with us from Sports Radio 94.1. So we will be right back.